This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It may never be known how many people died on Sunday when giant waves in the Indian Ocean swept ashore and wiped out towns and villages from Indonesia to Somalia. But the estimates keep climbing, at this hour reaching more than 76,000 dead, with tens of thousands more still missing. The two nations hardest hit are Sri Lanka and Indonesia. At least 32,000 people died on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, the landmass closest to the earthquake which launched the tsunami. International aid agencies have begun what's described as the largest relief operation the world has ever seen. Kaushalya is with Sri Lanka's Save a Lanka Aid Foundation. She's in Colombo, Sri Lanka's capital. How severe is the devastation there?
It's pretty bad. The deaths are rising every day. I think we, now today it's recorded about 22,000 to 23,000 dead, and more people are missing. And about 3 to 4 million people are displaced. And some places, some districts are still in a situation that none of the aid workers can go and help them out, even give them a cooked meal, drinking water, nothing. From our side, we are doing our best. We are collaborating with the government and certain other NGOs, other organizations working for this situation.
Give us some details, if you could. Are relief organizations coming in, flying in, getting in there?
Yes, they are coming in, but it's some sort of a slow process, actually. A lot of the big donor agencies, aid organizations, they want to do a big need assessment before giving a lot of the relief items. So it's coming slowly. So we hope that within the next couple of days, things will fall into place and relief will come really soon.
Tell us about the survivors. How are they coping? What are they doing?
Well, lot of them are still in a very big shock because most of them have either lost their parents have lost their children, or some of the whole families have been just gone. So it's just very emotional. Mainly, it's a very emotional situation. I mean, most of them are not even bothered about other basic facilities, just eating whatever they get, drinking water and other cooked meals. Other than that, they are not really bothered about the destruction, their houses being destroyed and things like that. Mainly, they are in a shock because in Sri Lanka, we have heard about things like this only in stories. So this is, I think, starting from me, for anyone in Sri Lanka, it's something we cannot really perceive. It's something we can't really think in our heads what has happened. It's really unexpected.
And for the future, must be hard to look to the future, but how long do you anticipate the relief operation to last? Weeks, months?
Yes, I think months, because now we are expecting, in terms of health factor, there will be a lot of problems in the next week to come. There will be a lot of diseases spreading around and things like that. So relief has to go on for at least about 2 to 3 months.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Kaushalya works for the Save a Lanka Aid Foundation in Sri Lanka.